Adigo operator.
Joined.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, this is the operator. Everyone hasn't dialed in yet. Hello?
Joined.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. This is Christiana.
Okay. This is the operator. The call hasn't started yet, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Hey, guys.
you get the vocal cords on in my meeting place? Okay, okay. What do you guys want to do? Want to talk to
you? Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Joined.
Copy.
Joined.
This is Jessica Yu calling from NIIETA Taiwan.
Hello.
Hi.
Joined.
Hi, this is Jessica Yu
Liz.
Calling NIIETA Taiwan.
Mm. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm Pavan calling from Hong Kong.
Liz.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello.
And Klasiana from New Zealand.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Les Allenson here from Fiji.
Ren Xiaohui from Internet Society of China.
Joined.
Hello?
Hello.
Anybody here?
Yes.
Is that clear?
Yes, it's clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hello.
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 Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
Yes, who's that?
Cheryl, hey, this is Tanya.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. Talk with you.
Hi, this is the operator. Cheryl, are you on?
And
okay, I hear you.
My name is Ren Xiaohui from Internet Society of China.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How many do we have on the call, Tanya?
Pavan's here as well.
We have 7, not including myself.
Okay. Is Bilal on the call?
I don't believe so. We have Karthiana. You still on the call?
That's great.
Yes.
Okay. Mateus is on the call. Jessica. I got that name wrong. Rin.
Yes.
Okay, who else is on the call?
Pavan's here from Hong Kong.
Pavan? Okay. And I think we have Les.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, well, that makes six members if we've got 7 on the call because Matthias is staff.
Okay.
So we still need one more for quorum.
Edmund Chong.
Joined.
Hi, Edmund.
Hi.
We're really in need of Bilal for more than one reason. We have... not quite got quorum at this stage. Tanya, Hong,
yes, dear,
was going to ask for a dial out.
Who needed a dial out?
She had set up off the web interface. Do you know whether they're
I didn't receive that dial out, Matea.
It wasn't an advanced one. It was one done on the outlink request.
Tanya? Yeah, I just saw it. Sorry.
That's okay. Hold on, let me grab my pen. Mateus, you're on AIM, right? On AOL?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and aim me the number and so I can dial in.
All right.
Okay.
And apologies from Izumi. He said he has a business meeting to go to.
Oh.
Yes, we noticed that. Edmund?
Yep.
While we're waiting, seeing as I've lost a hard drive and therefore lost my bookmarked chat, have you still got the bookmarked chat for this Asia-Pac meeting? Could you pull it up?
I just switched to a new laptop as well, so...
Okay.
I can try to add everyone back.
Yeah, might be an idea. It just makes it easy, especially if, for example, Hong or someone wants to double check on what's happening and they're having difficulty getting in, they can catch up on what they've missed if we conduct it that way. I think certainly it also helps if we have variable connectivity and language ability, people can say, I want to talk on something or they want to raise something on the bookmark chat at the same time. I think that does make things go fairly well.
Sure.
Thank you.
Haven't just started a chat. Did you see that?
Thank you. Well, add us all. You may find just doing a roll call may not help because we've got, I don't know that Les or one or two others have given us their Skype information yet. But if anyone is on the call and on Skype, if you can send your Skype information through to Theus or Pavan, we can all join each other on a IRC channel as well.
Hong Shi.
Ah, welcome. Hello.
Joined.
Hong, welcome. Oh, wow, finally, I'm here.
Excellent. Matthias, do you have a roll call done then? Do you have a list in front of you of who's here?
Oh, I'm
Hi,
the 10th.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Yes, okay. You might be the 10th one, but of course we have Tanya, who is the call coordinator. We have Pavan,
joined.
Who is... Of course, also, he's not an extra representative to Edmund. He's representing from the same group. He's just acting as secretariat. And we have Matthias from staff. So 10, 9, 8, 7. In a perfect world, that means we now have quorum. But
we have
I wonder
quorum.
Who's joined.
Great. So who
good
is
morning.
The 11th? Oh, good morning.
Who was that who just joined?
That was Frederick, Cheryl.
Ah, okay. I haven't got beyond. I still haven't got beyond the 50% plus one. Oh, well, never mind. Okay. I don't see... Bilal has not joined us yet. Okay. I think we'll probably start in a moment anyway. Is there anybody who'd like to put their hand up to chair this meeting?
Well, why not Cheryl?
You can do that. But I didn't want to be presumptuous.
No, well, please, please, go ahead.
Okay. We are under quorum, unfortunately, so until we reach quorum, this will be an informal meeting. Looks like I've got minutes of the 25th of March. First of all, let me ask that the list of attendees is somehow got to Matthias and that we use that rather than our valuable meeting time for him to prepare the minutes and notes, so more to the point, notes, because it's not a formal meeting yet, from this meeting. But we do need to note apologies from Azumi, and I would call for any other apologies that anyone is aware of.
That's great.
No other apologies? Okay. In the absence of any apologies, the adoption of the agenda is the next item. But, of course, really, this is a very scant agenda. Can I assume that we do wish to discuss the minutes of the last meeting and the action items from the previous meeting and call for any other business? Does anybody object to that going ahead?
Oh, personally, and no.
In the app. Yes, go ahead.
No, I mean no objections.
You just did that to confuse me, Hol, I know. Okay. In that case, we need to open the link to the minutes of the 25th of March. And in fact, for reasons known only to my computer, it's not opening. So I might ask Matthias or Frederick if they can read through those, pull those up. And particularly the action items, which at the moment aren't populating the link, the action items from the minutes, is not a link. So what I'd really like to do is extract the action items, which in many ways Hong's email to the list did do.
Oh, right. I copy the full text.
So thank you very much for that, Hong. You pseudo-created the list. Ah, thank you. They've gone up. Thank you very much, Pran. You're worth your weight in gold. For those of you in Skype chat, Pavan has now saved my skin and has listed the minutes, and we can extract the action items. The first one is the IGF meeting in Hyderabad. There's two things to note here. I'll let Hong speak to any further work or information she may have, but she did set up the wiki space. I haven't been back on that wiki space, I must confess. But you should all note that an application for funding for someone to be in attendance.
Oh, what's that? Oh.
Perhaps if people could remember that star 6 mutes their phones, that could be handy. That we did in fact include the wish to have attendance at the meeting in Hyderabad for IGF and a workshop or similar, as Hong has outlined, as part of the ALS and RALO requests in the budget, which I'm unsure if Matthias or Frederick have any more information of, but I do know that budget process is going through and the Finance and Budget Committee meeting will be meeting tonight. So, Hong, is there any further information you have on the IGF meeting in Hyderabad?
Yes, there is an immediate one. We'd better talk about what will be the format of our AP RELO meeting at AGF, oh, sorry, at Internet Governance Forum or parallel to Internet Governance Forum. I'm asking this, that is because there is a deadline for us to submit the proposal for a workshop or a session at IGF by the end of this month. But if we want to do a separate one, just parallel to IGF, of course, we have the flexibility. But I guess we can get more audience if we we could put our meeting in the schedule of IGF. So that would be widely publicized.
Well, I think wider publicity is better, but what does everyone else think? Is Big Island's got a comment?
Well, I remember last time we agreed that silence means agree.
Well, we do also need to give people time to unmute themselves.
Sure, of course. There is a form for all the organizers to fill in to submit the proposal. We only have, say, 7 days. I guess if we want to do this, we'd better do this sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Has any feedback gone onto the wiki site, Hong?
Oh, well, you know that how slow my internet connection is. I tried to open the page. It took me 5 minutes, but I'm still not able to open it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anybody can help me to take a look of the page.
Has anybody got the wiki page open regarding the IGF meeting in Hyderabad?
Right, if you go to the front page, there is a link to that. I guess it's a events and meetings, but in that section.
Jessica, do you have anything you wish to raise?
Yes. We just want to say that there will be a person joining the IGF from an IIEPA. That's it.
Hong, any feedback? What is that will need to be by a very certain short time? What is the closing date?
It's April the 30th, by the end of April.
So we still have seven
to 8 days. Well, if we have a tentative agreement. I can always draft a proposal, just hold a place.
I think that would be well worthwhile. Does anyone on this call disagree with that as an outcome? Then I'm wondering if we can ask Hong, if you would go ahead with that, but I think you should also ask to the AP RALO list for some assistance the ongoing work.
Right. First of all, I forward that form to the list, that organizer's form, and see any other comments. Is there anybody else would like to do this?
Ha 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 ha.
It doesn't seem to me like that you have much competition, Hong. I think you're in charge of the Facebook.
We like competition.
So, Hong, if you would do that, I think that would be excellent. Jessica, while we have you on this call, is it appropriate for you to make some comments on the subject of what our workshop might be?
I guess Jessica is muted.
She may be muted. Okay. Who else? Liz, I didn't hear from you earlier. Pacific Island chapters, I would have thought that their previous actions and attendance at the IGF is well known. I'm assuming you would be wanting to continue, but do you have anything you wish to contribute?
I would seek some input from Rajnesh, the ex-chair of PIC-ISOC, who is now, as you know, in ISOC, and to find out any comments he might have. I'm ducking and weaving, as you can see.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind if you duck and weave, as long as you duck and weave audibly. So it doesn't appear that you haven't been given a fair chance to make your comments. Can we ask that you do pursue that as a matter of some urgency, and that you take it as a action item on you to follow up with Hong on this matter? I was also wondering, Caritiana, is there something that the Antipodes could bring into this as well?
I will do.
Oh, thank you. That would be very,
okay, so
very helpful.
I'm building you a subcommittee, Hong. I hope you appreciate.
Well, last time we talked about one topic for our workshop at IGF. It's on internationalization, on translation and IDNs. Well, if we want to talk about other things, I'm also fine with that, such as the capacity building of internet user in Asia-Pacific region, or enhanced cooperation in multi-stakeholders, but all these are fine with me.
In fact, they can be essential to each other. We can't get the proper internationalisation without the capacity building. unless your current bandwidth difficulties, which would be about seven times worse for someone on even less reliable connectivity.
That's so true.
And I think I did mention at our last meeting, but one thing that I'll be happy to take an at arm's length interest in this, obviously, very for it to happen.
Oh, well. Is your cat
okay.
crying?
I can ignore those noises. I'm very keen for it to happen, and I will help in my capacity as ALAC chair in any way I possibly can. But it would be remiss of me not to raise what I know the other regions would be interested in having brought to this table, and that includes the use of mobile technologies in capacity building. That slides across issues like IPv6 and the mechanism for ad hoc networks through V6-enabled, for example, Nokia phone devices, which is a lot of very interesting work has been done in Africa, and also in terms of the capacity building and getting the several billion people online that we need to that aren't there yet. A big lump of those, of course, are in our region. We also need to look at how we outreach and educate those people, and there I would hear
both my Latin American and my African members of the ALAC, reminding us that until people get online, you have to find other ways of communicating about why getting online is important. And there they have suggested radio as a very important tool. So I'm just putting those up as possibilities for you and your subgroup to mull over and consider how they might all be bludgeoned into some internationalised and or capacity building outcome.
Oh, sure, of course. Thanks so much. It's very helpful. It just strikes me that it could be possible to have a separate ALAC workshop, actually. Martyrs is here. Last year, Nick and I organized an ALAC workshop on IDNs. Well, Cheryl, unfortunately, was not able to make it. But this year, well, you talk about this. This is not only for AP region. This is for all the regions. So it's very, very reasonable to have an ALAC meeting there. And especially ICANN is one of the key stakeholders in the Internet Governance Forum. Right. Think about that. Tomorrow, tonight, you're going to have a budget committee meeting. Well, probably you can raise this issue.
I will raise this issue, but I'd also like both Frederick and Matthias to take note of that, that there could be an ALAC topic run as well, and perhaps, Hong, if you feel that Asia-Pacific wishes to own more of the internationalised stream and ALAC could pick up on some of the others, your feedback on that and your subgroup in fairly short order would be greatly appreciated.
Right.
Okay. With your permission, I'll just call quickly for any other discussion from anybody on that matter. And if no one pings me or yells very loudly at me, although I will go back if you force me to, I think we should move on to the second point that was raised from our synopsis minutes that someone has put up for me, thank you very much, on Skype, and that has to do with the presentation in the Dubai meeting made by our chair. I certainly received the PowerPoint presentation. I'm sure everyone else on the call who requested it, it did as well. I know Hong is looking forward to a report, and I also know that Bilal was working on a report because he asked me one or two questions about it. So I can certainly report that that is a work in progress. What I can't say is when it will be completed. Does anyone have any other information or any questions to raise into the notes from this informal meeting so that Bilal can address those in his report?
Well, someone from North America raised a question.
I was amazed you weren't quicker at that. Go on, Hong.
Well, and I don't want to repeat that question, and especially Mick has explained that Bilal's explanation is correct. So it would be helpful to add a paragraph, maybe a very brief paragraph, to put in the background information for that statement. Right, so people won't be confused.
So we do need to ensure that that potential question, which we knew was what his intent was, which was fairly, you know, a destabilising one, basically, and that's all right. People have the right to do that. As long as we have the right to choose to react or not, as the case may be, to them. Yes, it was in fact clearly explained on the list, but I do think these notes should reflect the fact that Bilal needs to clarify that in plain and simply understood language, and probably a few hyperlinks to the references in his report. Would you like to also discuss a similar, criticism of Asia-Pacific
which was also sourced from North America at about the same time, and that was about us daring to ask that we sponsor the ACT camp. Now, again, I think that it was something that has been fairly well debated in the at-large broadsheet, I think. I can't bring myself to give it enough respect to call it a discussion list. I'd prefer to just leave my biases very clearly on the Asia-Pacific trade table and call it nothing more than a broadsheet. But I would like to know if anybody wishes to raise anything to be minuted or noted into today's meeting with regards to North American criticism of very important and long-standing decisions that APRALO has taken with regard to sponsoring the camp. I refuse to believe I'm the only one willing to be recorded and my notes taken down and held against me on this. Surely someone else must have been equally outraged as I was.
Was this correspondence an email, Cheryl?
These were emails to the at-large worldwide pseudo-discussion list. It's actually like any basic newspaper. It's a place where people can vomit up whatever they want and we're supposed to look at it. From Mr. Younger, highly critical of Asia-Pacific regional at-large organisation daring to waste ICANN's funds to do with the APNG.org 10th camp.
Whoa, okay. I haven't read that.
This is clear enough there.
I have to admit I haven't read that. I'm not sure why I haven't received that or read it.
Ask if either Frederick or Matthias, in all their spare time, might be able to collect a couple of those bits of traffic and have them appended in some way to the notes from today's meeting. These conversations, which went on around, I guess it was from about the 7th of month on, is that about right? It involved a few people, including Adam, who quite reasonably put out what the purpose of the camp is, and I know Izumi also weighed in on that as well.
Right.
Just that we do need to react, at least in our own notes, with the information that this has been a long-standing outreach plan, and that we are not going to in any way shirk or withdraw from our having it on a budget for consideration. Unless you all disagree, which of course you may, but do let me know.
Well, I have to say, from what I've heard, from what you've said, Cheryl, I agree with you, but I haven't seen the original, but...
The major criticism was preaching to the converted and wasting ICANN's money to do it, and listing, as Izumi, I think, or Carlos Aguirre from Latin America pointed out, listing some of the well-known, both in ICANN and in APNG camp world, individuals who clearly didn't need to be in service or bought up to date. Was a misdirection of the criticism, and in fact a number of members of the community weighed in and suggested that the importance of reaching out to the new and emerging people in the region and to allow
not only them to meet through our sponsorship, but also us to present both what ICANN does, but what the RALOs and what potential ALSs can do was indeed very important. And if some of you didn't get that diatribe, I'm wondering whether some of you should check that you are in fact listed as subscribers to the public at large list. Of course, any of you who don't wish to be subscribers to the public at large list, I can certainly understand. But I think as representatives of your ALSs, you really should be keeping your finger on the pulse of what this list is doing as well as our own regional one. Okay, moving then on to something that I've really started, which was item three. We noted in our minutes from last meeting about the APNG camp and the IGF proposal and indicated that we would be putting those forward to the ALAC budget. It's now called Finance and Budget. And I hope Matthias appreciates my self-control at this point in time. Subcommittee. I can assure you that all of those suggestions have been put in, along with a generic one that goes for all regional large organisations, whereas funding or support for a person to attend the now occasional outreach meetings or regional ICANN meetings when they occur in their areas. And indeed to be able to attend appropriate non-ICANN related conferences, such as perhaps if the International Consumer Organisation was meeting in a particular region, those sorts of... clearly it would be smart if we went to sell our concepts to them groups. That's also been put in for consideration, and we're hoping to get sign-off and support for that tonight. What I haven't been able to do, and Matthias or Frederick, this one's going to get bounced back to you, I'm afraid, is it might be able to get it from Raj. Because I haven't been able to get information off my old hard drive, I cannot pull the original budget that the existing budget subcommittee for AP RALO, they did put in a project and budget application for our consideration back around November, October, November. I'm pretty sure we've picked up most of the key points, but if someone could actually access that original document and make sure we have it in our files, I think it would be extremely useful.
Well, Cheryl, do you want me to email Raj and ask him to send that list over?
If he's got a copy of it, it would be very, very helpful.
Okay.
It needs to be, just in case memory has failed and we've missed one or two items.
Cheryl, I believe there was a budget or a skeleton of a budget that was submitted by Raj just before he handed over in New Delhi, or formally handed over in New Delhi. I'm trying to look for it myself now.
It will have referred to the work put together by the Finance and Budget Committee of AP RALO, I'm hoping, but seeing as I've lost everything. I'm sure it'll be in archives, but, you know, that's beyond my energy, I must say, to go and rat around to find. So if anyone's got a copy in a folder, that would be very useful. And I guess that brings us to Hong's point about the AP RALO budget subcommittee. And I'm going to throw to her now and... sorry, Hong's line has dropped. Can we call her again, please? is why we need Skype.
I'll give her a call.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Your blood is worth bottling. Hong did raise the question of Matthias finding out from records who is on our now 12-month-old list. He did do that, but she also suggested perhaps it needs to be revitalised, and I'd certainly, between now and her returning to the call, like you to consider that very strongly. I think it is essential that something as important as local expenditure and outreach is carefully watched. So do I have any suggestions from the callers here as to how we can resuscitate that? Okay, well, I would suggest that at between now... Go ahead.
Join.
Hong, come on down. I was just trying to filibuster until you returned. We were up to needing to reconstitute or revitalise the AP RALO Budget Committee, subcommittee being a very important one and intimately involved with outreach. So,
right.
All yours.
Right, you want to comment on this?
Yes, it's one of the items you raised, yes.
Oh, all right. Thanks for Pawan for forwarding us the list of the members of this budget committee. I just want to know whether all these people are still working for this committee or there's some change. There's some name, I don't know, so it's just a question.
I think, Frederick, this is something that that you will be very very much appreciated if you can help us sort out, and that's a little bit of a proper knowledge-based development. We've had any number of meetings where outcomes such as who's doing what have been decided. What we haven't had is a reasonable way of tracking that and indeed their activities. And what bothers me greatly is I think with only one or two exceptions, the people who've put up their hands to be part of such an important committee have not joined us in a single call.
Chair, we will certainly do it in the very near future. I mean, as you know, I just arrived, so there are a lot of things to absorb, and I didn't really look at it yet.
Well, I suspect it's going to be on your to-do list. So in our follow-on conversation after this meeting... I think we certainly need to explore that. Hong, does that cover off some of your concerns?
Sure, of course. Another question of mine is that there is an ALOC, a Budget and Finance Committee, and I wonder, is there any collaboration or dialogue, communication between AP RILO's Budget Committee and ALOC's Committee? It seems that this is one-line budget for at large. AP RILO does not have a separate budget, so it does make sense for the two committees, one in the center and another in the region, to work very closely.
I could not agree more, Hong. I think that would be very handy, particularly since that coordination role has only happened accidentally by me being part of these calls. being aware of the existing work and activities in this region, including of the Finance Committee and Budget Committee from the region, and holding the chair, therefore ex officio member of the Finance and Budget Committee for the ALAC, and also being willing to be the Asia Pacific regional representative on that. Now, assuming that somebody with a very different work regime gets the chair next time we go for an ALAC chair vote at the end of the year, that could be very different. I think formal relationships between those subcommittees are essential.
But even at end of this year, well, your chair will expire. You can still be our representative at ALAC. Oh yes,
I certainly
exactly.
could on that for another 12 months because I have the 2-year term. That's correct.
Right.
That's something that this group would need to discuss and decide upon.
Right. I guess if everybody agree, we should write it into a resolution just for the record, but for the stability of this collaboration between AP region and ALAC's budget committee.
Any other comments from anyone else? Les, are you still ducking?
No, I'm not ducking. I'm listening very carefully. I'm trying to get my Skype address to Matthias.
Oh, I'll forgive you if you're multitasking. That's fine. But I would like to get your reaction to a formalised relationship between the APRALO budget processes and that of the ALAC Budget and Finance and Budget Subcommittee.
I fully agree, and I've just sent you an email from what I believe contains Rajneesh's his budget, or his indicative budget.
Thank you very much. Now, do you want me to go through the full list of attendees and put you all on the spot? Because I'm more than willing to do so. Or are you all going to make a yay or nay comment to Hong's proposal of a slightly more formal relationship between the two budget committees? Jessica?
No further questions. This is my first time joining the teleconference, so I'm still learning.
Ah, that's all right, but it doesn't mean that we won't force you to be included. Now, come on, Cayetana, you know I have to pick on you as well.
Yeah, I'm fighting for that. yes, I favour a more formal relationship between the two budgetary committees.
And Edmund, just to be fair, what do you think? Edmund doesn't think anything. Right, Pavan, you need to find out what Edmund thinks.
Okay.
Excuse me. Dear. Sorry, but I should be totally equitable on who I pick on. So that'll be everybody for this meeting. Now, tonight, as was mentioned, we do have a Finance and Budget Committee. I will raise the point of more formal relationship and flag that a resolution is being put forward to ensure an ongoing and continuous liaison role, which isn't dependent on me being there as the chair of the ALAC, if that's what you all want. I'll also raise the possibility of ALAC topic being raised as an IGF activity. Is there anything else that you would like me to raise?
Oh, about Paris meeting. well, I haven't heard anything about the planning of this committee, of this meeting. Well, perhaps it's because my difficulty in accessing the web pages.
You mean travel and That sort of planning or the actual agenda planning?
Oh, yes, both traveling and agenda planning.
Well, there are already a fair amount of our ALAC meetings up on the Paris agenda, which has only recently been put up. At the moment, I'm trying to claw back some time from a couple of people so we can fit in additional meetings. And, of course, our own Paris meeting page has the working and planning of our own internal agenda as well. But that is certainly going ahead. And I think looking quite good. We are challenged as an ALAC, however, with more people being willing to meet with us formally than ever before. And we have a situation where the meeting itself is cut one day short. It now finishes on the Thursday. And we've got the GNSO Council wishing to meet with us, the CCNSO Council wishing to meet with us, the GAC wishing to meet with us, the NCUC wishing to meet with us, the ESSAC wishing to meet with us, and I'm already hearing from the business constituency to try and fit something in there as well. Now, this is all very good from an ALAC, and indeed, I think, reflective of the type of excellent things that are starting to happen because of the RALO structure and the ALS input, but it does mean we've got a very packed agenda, and some of these meetings are going to have to be start with breakfast and go through to supper to fit them all in.
Sure, if I could, I want to make a very short, a very brief suggestion. That is about our policy meetings. I know there's a couple of people who have made proposal. I made a proposal as well. But so far, there's only one sentence on that wiki page, says policy workshop. So I don't know how to arrange that. We're going to have a big policy meeting separating different sessions or we separate the different workshops. So
can you be a little bit, just for me, a little bit, more expansive on your explanation, policy development in general or specific set policy?
Oh yes, Charo, in our last ALAC conference call, I've made a proposal that's to have an IDN round table, and it seems that Izumi is proposing for IP with six workshops. There may be other workshops such as domain tasting or front running. So are we going to combine all these topics in one meeting, but separate into different sessions, so 40 minutes, one session? Or we're going to...
see what you mean. You're remembering that a workshop is an opportunity for public input.
Yep.
The IPv6 workshop that Izumi has got... placeholder already on the planning schedule for is one of those that I'm wanting to call back time from. We have also need, I think, to recognise that we do have a couple of other people of opportunities. For example, the IDN roundtable suggestion, should we not be ensuring we are present at the IDN workshop that's already on the schedule?
You mean that's... But that is a technical one. There's not so much on policies. I know Tina is doing something on that. But I can double-check.
No, there's a fast-track one as well.
Okay. I can double-check about that one.
Yep. No, what I'm suggesting is that where there is a policy topic that is already occupying a scheduled space, we need to have our ALAC and RALO people in those meetings rather than sit around a table and talk to each other.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, I agree.
Also, what would be very important is to further some of our own thoughts and directions on these policies in our inter-constituency meetings. For example, the NCUC has already said that in the meeting between the ALAC, where all RILO people are attending are welcome as well as the public, front running is one of the agenda items they wish to discuss. So I would see us trying to maximise these topics in these meetings and being less concerned about finding 45 or 50 minutes in a an already overbooked schedule.
Okay, good. I guess I'm going to talk with Tina and other IDN people in ICANN to see how ALAC could involve in that meeting.
Mm-hmm. And also, Hong, if you're on the IDN working group call tonight, I'd raise that as well.
Oh.
Okay. Any other comments from anybody? Don't make me do a roll call.
None from me, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
None from me.
Now, the closing item on the last, which is our only other matter arising, was about the GNSO improvements. The working group put out its proposal. It's been subject to a number of comments and criticisms. It has taken on board those comments and criticisms, not just criticisms, some of them were positives as well. I'd like to inform, however, this meeting that sometime later today, we will be issuing for a few days' worth of review the long worked on joint proposal between all the user constituencies on with regard to the specific structure that we have been able to agree to go towards designing a more representative and reasonable GNSO. That joint document will not be subject to modification. It is simply being put out for your information, for everybody's information. It has gone through the working group, dotting of I's and crossing of T's. But it's not something that's going to be open for general rehashing because it's the product of all the user constituencies working very hard and this is what we can all agree on. I'm very proud of the document as I know the GNSO Improvement Working Group within the ALAC is as well. It gives equity, it gives balance. And I think when you see it, Asia Pacific should be very, very pleased with the important part we've had to play in getting these outcomes. So any positive or just general comments that anyone on this call would like to make in response to those documents being made public sometime later today, I would appreciate because I think it's important that with something as vast, as massive a paradigm shift as this is, that even if it is a matter of, wow, this is impressive, it doesn't give us everything but look how far we've got, that can be very important to have on the public list record. Now, alongside of that will be the reissue of our very slightly modified ALAC response to the GNSO improvements, which was put out in reference to our last meeting. That was fast-tracked and completed, assuming that the date of public comment was not going to shift, because it has. We have held off putting it in for public comment until this joint proposal document is prepared. It is our intent to have our ALAC view on GNSO improvements and the general comments that the community has made have been incorporated into that, or those that were acceptable have been, and append to it the joint user document. So we will be saying all we are interested in saying and appending to it the joint document specific to structure proposal. What it does mean is, however, that there is a couple of days between now and 1200 UTC on the 25th for anyone on this call or from our region to have some final commentary of a very minor nature on the ALAC general document on GNSO improvements put out by the working group that was the subject of our last item on our last meeting.
Oh, I see. If you want to comment, we can only send in compliments.
Not quite. What I'm saying is we're not making changes to the joint document, but we are able to make alterations of fairly minor nature if they're seen as important oversights to the GNSO working group document, which closed technically on the 31st of March for the comments. So you're getting a second opportunity on the ALAC document, and you're being made aware that the joint proposal on structure will be appended to the general ALAC document. Is that clearer?
Oh, right. I got speechless over such a perfect document.
Okie dokie. We must recognise that even putting in this, what I think is amazing to have all the user constituencies managing to agree on a single document. That really was quite an interesting process to be involved with. There is, of course, no guarantee that any of those things are going to end up being. What is impressive is that the user constituency has managed to come up with a joint structural proposal at all. And I think that that's something we all need to be very proud of. Now, by my clock, we're coming up to running the hour of our meeting beyond when we had our quorum, or in fact as many as we could call near quorum. So what we need to do now is to call for any other business or any comments or issues that need to be raised by this meeting. Any other business? Go ahead. Anybody? Who is that? Okay, in the absence of any other business, I would mention to you that that Frederick is wishing to continue a conversation very much on a getting to know us and the leadership within the AP RALO. As he's going to have to do with each RALO. So I will call a close to this informal formal meeting, invite someone who can stay to stay. As you know, everybody who turns up and contributes to the AP RALO monthly teleconference is a leader. So you've all got the right to stay here rather than those who are just nominated as executive chairs or otherwise. So.
Okay, thank you to all the leader and particularly to Sheriff.
Thank you, Hong. The check's in the mail. No, I am joking. I never send checks.
Second, bye. I have to go to teach. Bye-bye.
thank you very much, Hong, and you do perhaps need to get the call organised in advance for next month so we have you sooner rather than later. That would be great. Thank you. Okay, Frederick, I guess the ball is in your court. We now turn this meeting over to you.
Hello. Very good. Hello, everybody. I just would like to know who is here, please.
Pavan's here.
I think Edmund had some
reception problem, yeah.
Oh, okay, but you are here. You don't have good reception, but you're there. You can type frantically.
Okay. So we are three.
I think we have we still have Jessica, yes?
Yes.
Les, you staying on?
Yes, I'm still staying here. It's Leslie from PIC ISOC.
Okay. Jessica, could you reintroduce yourself because Frederick joined us a little late?
Okay. My name is Jessica Yu and calling from an IIETA Taiwan.
Yes.
Tiana, you
okay.
Okay, we've probably lost New Zealand and China by the look of it. Okay. Well, that's who you've got, Frederick.
Okay,
we're all yours.
Very good. So, thank you very much for staying with me a little bit. I just wanted to take maybe 10 or 15 minutes of your extra time, if I may, first to introduce myself, because we are going to work together from, I believe, yesterday. But unfortunately, I cannot be as updated with all items concerning AP Railroad, because I'm in charge of not only AP Railroad, but all the railroads, as well as doing some other businesses with at large for Nick. So just the time that Nick is explaining to me and is giving me all the portfolios, I just wanted first to introduce myself and then also to give you the floor in order to, let's say, establish sort of relationship I would like to have with all the railroads. And in order to establish a relationship and help you as much as I can, as well as much as at large could, I would have to make sort of internal audit between us in order to see all the technical and administrative help that we can give it to you, as well as all the support and your time, how it could be as valuable as possible. And also on the third item, the difficulty that you may have with ALS for us to facilitate our work to review all the ALS. So first of all, on the introduction of myself, so my name is Frederick. I'm coming from the International
Joined.
Public and... Hello? Hello?
Yes, you can continue, Frederick.
Okay, so just I was saying, by introducing myself, I'm coming from the public and international public sector because I'm a civil servant from France and also working for more than 6 years for the United Nations system. And I will be in charge of all the railroads, as I said, as well as for the maintaining the application and the relationship with all the ALS. Now, I wanted to know a little bit more about the need of AP Railroads, all the difficulties that you might have, both technical and administrative. So everyone that would like to take the floor, please go ahead, and everyone that would like to add a comment, go ahead. I'm just taking some notes. The process, how I would like to see it, is like that. I'm taking notes. Based on what I am having as information from you, I'm going to write a sort of summary of our discussion. Then I will send it to Cheryl, and she will send it to the members of AP Railroads in order to confront our, let's say, in bracket leaders interaction today with also the ground interaction. Once we have everything, we will put it in writing, we will circulate it, and we will try to find solution on it. Everybody is okay with it? Any objections? Someone is here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Matthias, are you here?
Sorry, it took me a moment to come in there, Frederick. I kept hitting star 6 instead of star 7. Sorry, it's got to do with...
Yeah, Frederick, I'm here. Sorry, Matthias.
Edmund's here as well, yeah?
Okay,
One moment, you mentioned to send to me. Please send to our chair, Bilal, copy to me.
To who? Could you repeat, please?
Bilal Berim. Pavan, can you ensure...
Yeah, it's Bilal. I'll give you his email address through Skype.
Okay.
Thank you. It is very important that proper processes are followed.
Absolutely. But everybody agrees on the process, so do you have any comments, objections?
Well, I think that's fine.
Nick actually gave me a small overview of your needs, okay, both technical and administrative. But it's better if it's coming actually from you. Okay, so if there is no objection, I just would like to give a floor to anyone who would like, just to draw me a little bit the picture of AP Railos, and provide me with a need they would like to have from us.
Edmund?
Edmund seems to have some poor reception over there.
Pavan, do you? I'm sure you've heard enough of our challenges to perhaps take a few good guesses at some of our needs.
Okay, maybe.
Jessica, I know this is your first meeting, but please feel free to, your first teleconference meeting with us, please feel free to put any suggestions about making these processes of working as what is one of the most diverse in culture and language as well as geography, RALOs, work better.
I will keep joining the teleconference.
Okay, so you find teleconference a good mechanism?
Yes.
Les, do you have some comments?
Yes, I've got a technical comment. I would really appreciate if we can get the links to be operational on the web page, because I rely upon this to sort of, during the meeting, to sort of get me, you know, get things focused and get references put in. I'm sure if we could make some a bit of attention to that process. That's my only comment.
Yes, I agree. We also need to get to the point where the action items are in up in advance, so we don't have to create them. So that's something that the assistance of someone like Frederick would be invaluable with. the use of the teleconference, I certainly endorse and support, but we do need to use some form of, at the moment it's Skype, but something that
joined.
Edmund's back, that's great. As you can see, vagaries of telecommunications throughout these countries means that we need to have a low-band option to maintain our communication somehow. We probably should find a way of capturing important in these IRC chat areas, so that they get put into the meeting notes and minutes as well.
Okay. The line is pretty bad. I don't know what you think about it, but it's pretty bad in for me.
Yep, it's bad all along.
Okay, it's much better. Great. What else?
One of the things that I have noted as a problem, which I'd like a solution for, is we have a fixed meeting date and we have a fixed meeting time, but we also have very, very busy volunteers. So to have the invitation to the meeting go out a little bit earlier and then perhaps a reminder, be it through a Google calendar system or whatever, as long as it works. And like Les, if more of the links can be put in those systems, the better. I do feel that we are not giving all of our ALS representatives enough time to schedule themselves into these calls.
Okay. When you said about earlier, how many days do you believe would be enough?
I'm probably the one person you shouldn't get the answer from, because it's quite clear by the number of conferences I go to, I don't have a life. Perhaps Edmund or Les, one of those people who do actually have a life beyond volunteering for ICANN, actually, might be better at answering that.
So go ahead. Don't be shy.
Well, I find a week's notice is usually quite helpful when I've got a busy schedule, and it allows me enough time to either put in my apologies or make time for the meeting.
Yes,
I
must say a week ahead would be very good. And perhaps a reminder closer, but a week ahead would be ideal.
I think just send out an email a week ahead. Like, we have the meetings on the last Tuesday of every month, so a week before that would be okay.
Good. Yeah. Any other needs? If you want, in order to... Go ahead, sorry, Sherry.
You finish. I'll remember what I want to say. Go on.
Okay, so maybe just to help you think about other needs, I just would like to draw you the picture of another relo, which I'm not going to mention which one is it. And maybe if you believe that you do have similar needs, please do not hesitate. It's going to be an open discussion, and it will follow open suggestion. We decide together how we can help you in order to facilitate your work, because the aim here is to facilitate your work, to have more and more people engaging for the causes of AP relos. So one of the relos I mentioned they had problem with training. They didn't have any proper training for people that would like to participate in the discussion, both technical and administrative training. Other type of needs were to being more actor and not a consumer, because in some countries they are just actors of what's going on with internet. Another need were really about interaction between all stakeholders in the region. Another one was that people, common users, do not really know what is ICANN and what ICANN is doing for the cause of people. Another one was a lack of connectivity of internet, because they didn't have internet at home. They had to go in other places, such as the internet cafe, in order to look at websites. Another one, they didn't have any e-commerce facilities. This is a problem in order to promote internet, especially for consumer. Another one was difficulty with ALS, to use information, how to use communication. Another one was support to motivate people to participate, not only to be a passive listener, but to be an active contributor. Another one was to have at large and the process of the ALS more known of the community, and to be, let's say, more friendly user. So those are like 10 or 12 basic needs of one of the relos that we have, and maybe you do share some of them. So go ahead.
Well, obviously connectivity is an issue. In our situation, however, it's complicated by the very broad geographical and therefore time zone area that we cover as well. To make these meetings and to make them regional, people do have to connect from their mobile phone or their office or indeed from their breakfast table if you're at one end of the spectrum and from your dinner table at the other. So, yes, the connectivity issue is certainly one I'd like to pick up on.
Okay, thank you. What about the others? Do you have any idea, Edmond or Pavan, on it, please?
I'm just thinking that, as Cheryl just mentioned, because of the time difference, so there could be a better mechanism maybe for, but people who are not at the meeting to can get a hold of it later or something, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I should finish in 5 minutes. I'll come straight up. You want jumper leads, don't you?
I'm not sure we can help you with that, Les, but it's good to share.
If I may, I'm sorry, I do not recall. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go on.
Yes, sorry, I do not recall the name of the person that joined the discussion today.
Frederick, I just want to say something that Edmund is wanting to say, but he can't really say it. He just typed it. I'll just speak it to you. He said that he thinks that the training materials or a quick PowerPoint or web video tutorial about the at-large would be very useful. It should obviously include DNS and what's ICANN. And there were some of the time zones and connectivity is an important issue. Keep debating is in like whether we should use Instant Messenger for the meetings. And if we could get a scribe or at least a casual jabber for the sessions, it may be very useful as well.
Okay, thanks for those.
One of not so much following up on the specifics from that other RALO, but as a RALO that actually does a fair amount of real work, we make decisions, we have agreements, we put together both formal and informal outcomes. What we don't have is a good way of tracking them and keeping those of us who have volunteered to do them up to date and gently reminded. Some form of work in progress mechanism, some form of perhaps regular contact from yourself, Frederick, to those who have said they will do something. With a how can I help to make that easier for you, both hint and suggestion, could be very useful. I don't know what the others think, though.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, so if no one has any comments to add, I just would like to go to the third item, which is maybe difficulties that you may have with ALS. When I'm talking about difficulties, it could go, let's say, from the application itself in order to attract ALS. Also, application does not really fulfill all the requirements of the due diligence, and also maybe other problems that you may be confronted with ALS.
Les, I know you need to leave in a moment. Did you want to weigh in on that one before you leave?
excuse me. Apologies. Yes, I think the more information such as PowerPoint presentations, and I know Rajnish did a very good one while he was chair, would be very, very welcome by myself, and so I can circulate it around to pick ISOC list at large, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, PowerPoint-type information, brief and to the point where it can go into the hands of all our Pacific Island colleagues. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are you talking about all type of pertaining document, outreach and communication, yes?
Correct. It's basically how it all fits together. If I have trouble with it, I guess other people may have trouble with it too. So structures, how it all fits together, how I could explain it to a layperson, how I could present it to a layperson or a person who's not involved in the internet community at all would be fantastic.
Okay. Now, in terms of languages, English will be enough?
No!
English? I was going to say English and French.
English and French. Très bien.
Yeah.
Très bien.
We have quite a significant number of territories that they're called OCTs, which are administered by or were administered by France, and many people will speak both. Many people are francophone and speak English. In some countries, entirely francophone.
Okay, very good. Any other comments on the ALS, please?
I think
if we are going to make Asia Pacific work and get the middle of Asia involved, more of Western Asia involved, we have to take these very thorny issues of English and French not being universal languages in this region to heart.
Absolutely.
Because I speak nothing and read nothing other than English, and probably both of those rather poorly. However, I understand and will maintain a great deal of support for anybody who needs to have, just trying to avoid a little crisis here. Oh, bugger. Sorry. guys, if I told you what was happening, I'm just making sure liquid isn't getting into my laptop because it's pouring through the roof above my desk. So I was just slightly distracted, if you'll bear with me for a moment. Now, what we desperately need to do, though, is ensure that we have mechanisms, even if they are fairly simple ones like putting things through Google or proprietal translation, we do have to try and get at least synopsis of documents prepared in languages that are appropriate. Now, the IDNs and what will happen in and because of the IDNs... guys, I've really got to laugh. is a part way towards doing that, but I think Asia Pacific should be finding a way of leading that, not following it.
Very good. Okay. Any other comments?
Oh, look, guys. I'm so sorry. What you all need to understand is that I live in a semi-rural environment, okay?
Yeah.
And because I live where I live with wildlife. And the wildlife includes extremely large reptiles, which I have no problem with. So all of our roos have 3 and 3.5 and 4 metre snakes in them, which controls the vermin and things, and that's great. It's just, believe it or not, a very large python has just done it once every 6 months.
Oh,
so I've got snake wee all over me, all over my laptop, and all over my desk. So, look, I'm sure that's the most unusual conversation you've ever heard, but I'm mopping up snake wee at the moment. Do you mind if I perhaps just leave you on speaker and don't react for just a while I try and save the laptop?
No problem, but I think that we are about to resume now. I just wanted to ask the leaders if they do have any question to ask me or maybe to Matthias, because Matthias is with me. And we are going to be together on this process of auditing, let's say internal auditing. Okay, it's going to be something small, not really publicized. To us, if you have any question, please feel free.
Just while I'm trying to get we out of the laptop, one thing that strikes me is we will need in service an introduction to all of our ALS members. As we move to doing more on the new web page, the new Drupal format and the membership and ALS application structure, I'd like to suggest that would be an ideal opportunity to formally bring at least one person from at least, notice underlined, least, one person from every existing ALS in the region together, and to perhaps revitalise their commitment to these meetings and our processes.
It's a good idea.
The fact that that will also allow ALSs to advertise what they're doing by linking their own spaces and activity reports
to that page is also something that I think will be very attractive. So, you know, a better front page, which gives us much better examples as to what an ALS is and how or why so many of us have decided it's important to become one, which meets what Les was talking about, could be complemented, I think. And if we can start looking at comparing each of us, our own ALSs and what we do, we could get some sharing of activities, which I think could be very, very useful and invigorating and encouraging for new ALSs to come on board in the region. It also means
Absolutely.
Then we can identify
yeah.
some skills and look at possibility of mentoring new ALSs or ALSs that are coming in from regions with particular issues or problems with others who have either met those challenges and needs or have assistance they can directly give them.
It is indeed a very good idea, and one of the objectives I propose to Nick is quite ambitious, but I believe it's feasible. Is at the end of 2011, based on the strategic plan from the board, we would like to have one ALS from one country, at least.
Oh, that would be nice.
It's what we would like, in order to have, let's say, a great proportion of ALS for countries and good representation.
Well, that is a brilliant objective, but of course you're talking to one of the regions that's going to give you the greatest challenge.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad that we are going to work together.
As am I. Once had an executive Skype chat, and as I say, I don't care what form of IRC channel or Jabber it is, as long as we've got one and it works. We do it all in Google for all I care. Google Talk can work. It would be nice if at least the individuals who've been representing their ALSs in these teleconferences could be in more regular between meeting communication. So you might want to think about ways we could do that as well.
Okay. Very good. So, is there any comments everyone would like to make, maybe?
I'd like to place you on that initiative by 2011. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Sorry, I could not hear what you said.
I just wanted to congratulate you on that initiative to bring in people from the ALSs or from the regions.
Okay, thank you. I mean, it was actually my job at the UN to ensure the larger representation of any countries and any stakeholders from all countries to the United Nations. And indeed, I visited the Asia-Pacific region many times during my UN assignment.
Well, at least you know what you put yourself in for. Well done.
Exactly. Exactly. And I am in touch, actually, with many United Nations offices in Asia-Pacific, especially UNDP and the UNOPS offices, and they do have ICT division, and I'm sure that I will be in touch very soon in order, let's say, to benchmark and to set up maybe first communication with them.
Excellent. Of course, the only caution I would make is that we need to be sure that we are also improving our own capabilities and mechanisms and services so that we don't expand beyond our own capacity. That we also
Absolutely.
Need to make sure that our RALO is running at absolute best practice.
And that includes all the capacity and outreach, use of information, et cetera, that we've discussed. Otherwise, you'll be inviting another 100 ALSs into our region, and they'll be disappointed with the outcome. But I'm sure you know that.
Yes, and as you also certainly noticed, when I give you just the overview of my priorities, I put first the technical and administrative improvements of AP Railroad, and then I put the difficulty that you may have with ALS, and at the end, the improvement of ALS representation. So this is clear that this is my third priority, and my first one is really the administrative and technical improvements of your daily work and interactions.
Well, that would be brilliant, and I think I echo, if I may be so presumptuous, everyone's still on this, I think everyone involved, how much we're looking at. Well.
Very good. Any other comments or item you would like to share with me? Or with Matthias?
No, I'm still distracted with Python P.
Okay. Anyway, if you do, please do not hesitate to send us an email, okay? We will respond to it maximum within the next 48 hours. Also, I just would like maybe to apologize if I am not aware about everything concerning AP Railroads, but as I said, due to the fact that I just arrived, I cannot absorb and do everything at the same time, so I really ask for your indulgence on everything, and also I thank you in advance if I have to ask you some clarifications or questions through emails or via Skype.
Not a problem, Frederick.
Frederick, welcome aboard.
Great.
Okay.
So, thank you very much for everyone that stay after the meeting, and I hope that I will be able to meet with you more than interactively in the very near future.
I look forward to the opportunity, and both you and Matthias should make sure you share with Nick, because he gets an enormous amount of pleasure out of what goes on around my place. This very unusual incoming. At least Python P is actually quite pleasantly smelling. It's quite a sweet substance. Okay, I think I've saved the laptop, and I guess we call that a day at that point in time.
Very good.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Matthias?
Thank you, everyone.
Matthias?
Thanks.
Yes. Matthias. Yes. Matthias.
Frederick, this is the operator. He's disconnected.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.